edition of Holy Family Catholic Academy's Primary Years Program in Action. We are talking all things PYP and IB, and specifically how we bring the International Baccalaureate Program to action at our school. I'm Colleen Beer, PYP coordinator at HFCA. Also with me is Mrs. Jane Buckstaff, third grade teacher at HFCA.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for coming.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
So today, we wanted to talk about final products. So every student in our school goes through four, if you're in preschool, or six inquiry units during the course of the year. And each inquiry unit has a final product or a challenge in which students are expected to complete, either individually, in groups, sometimes as a whole class, right?
Yes.
Ms. Buckstaff, can you tell us a little bit about final products in the inquiry units?
For our third grade units, some of them are done in groups, as you mentioned, and some of them are done independently. Currently, we are in our unit called Newton's Magnets and Electricity, and our final product will be creating electronic quiz boards for a variety of ages for our after-school care program that has children from preschool all the way to eighth grade. So in order to be able to create this final product, the students will need to understand certain parts of magnets and how they work, and creating simple circuits, and then how electromagnets work. And the exciting part is all of these activities will help them understand how to make the electronic quiz boards. They're very excited to see what their end products will be when we first introduce the units. But what's equally exciting is when they are doing the various activities to lead up to creating the final end product. They understand that they're learning something that's not only going to help them create a product, but it's also meaningful.
You're right. A lot of times I tell teachers, if you're doing an activity within those lines of inquiry to build that knowledge for the final product, pretend like a stranger walks into the classroom, right, and says, oh, what are you working on? And they say, oh, well, we're learning about simple circuits, or, oh, we have to turn this light on, and our teacher gave us battery and some wires and a light. If that stranger then says, why? And they can say something about how it relates to that final product. Well, for our final product, we need to do this, so we need this knowledge. I always say, that's great. You have it. Your students understand it. They're working toward the final product. You have a great inquiry unit. Instead of the students just saying, oh, our teacher told us to, or, oh, well, it's fun. You know, those are okay answers, too. But that's what I always tell teachers, is see if they can answer that why question. And if they can, then you know you have a really great process where you're building that background knowledge for that final product.
And you're right. It is exciting to ask that question, because I just asked my class yesterday, why are we going to be learning about magnets? And they looked at me and they said, well, isn't this going to help us understand how we're going to create those electronic quiz boards?
Oh, perfect.
I said, bingo.
Uh-huh. So you have your audience as the aftercare program, right?
I do.
We do. So we try to have this authentic audience, right? What are some other audiences that you've had for these final products?
We have a unit that we study communities around the world, and we'll look at problems that other countries are having, and they'll research problems that other countries are having, and they'll try to come up with ways to help those countries solve the problems. So you can imagine for eight-year-olds to understand countries outside of the United States and the problems they have is challenging in and of itself, and then if they can help create a product that they believe will help with the solution, it really empowers them as learners. Mm-hmm. For example, there was a country, I believe it was India, that had the
traffic accidents.
The traffic accidents. And so one last year, our students came up with an idea of instilling speed limits like we have in our country, but then also trying to create a gauge in the car that would alert the driver if they were driving too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so quite a bit of research had to go into it, and it is at an elementary level. But just the fact that these children are looking at these problems and taking them seriously and then trying to figure out a way to help solve a problem.
Mm-hmm. In real world.
It's real world.
A true problem.
And it gives them that ability to think of, I can solve problems independently, I can work with a group, and ultimately we want them to feel like they can help make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm. And that's all with those final products too. They're not just spitting back information they learned, right? For their final product, they didn't just say, well, here's the problem in India. Oh, so sorry. It's a bad problem, right? They have to do that in another podcast edition. I always say, I call it ungoogleable answers, right? Google wasn't going to find the answer for them. They had to really work as a think tank to figure out some solutions to that problem.
They did, and it's not always easy, and especially for a third grader, they sometimes want those answers to come quickly, and they want to get those answers right away, mm-hmm. and it can take quite a while, and it can take that collaboration, which, you know, can be tricky for them, but they are very capable of doing it.
Just think about how much they'll have to do that in their careers in the future, too.
Absolutely.
Always ungoogleable answers.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So in your experience with inquiry units at Holy Family and final products, have you always done the same final product for the same unit every year?
No, we haven't. We have to modify our products for a variety of reasons. With this particular unit of Newton's electricity and magnets, we had asked the staff to give us problems that they were having either in their classrooms or their offices, things that we might be able to help them with creating a solution. And we did that for 2 years, and the staff was great. They gave us problems that needed to be solved, but what we found was, okay, we've helped solve those problems.
Now, they're already solved.
Now we need to move on. Yeah, so this year, that's why we're trying the new final product of creating electronic quiz boards for the aftercare program.
Well, great. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
We are asking all of our guests one final question, since we are a global school and we try to focus on international mindedness. If there is one country in the world that you have not visited yet and you would like to visit, and why?
I am intrigued by Africa. I know that might sound like a cliche, but I am interested in the various, not only animals, but I am always intrigued by human beings have evolved and survived many different problems. And I think Africa is really working hard to stay authentic, but also come up with solutions.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. Again, I'm Colleen Beer, PYP coordinator, HFCA. I was with Mrs. Jane Buckstaff, third grade teacher. Join us again on another episode of IB at HFCA Podcast to hear more about the IB program put into action at Holy Family.